Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsors for our program, and that includes GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong, and Monsanto, Roundup Ready Plus for weed management solutions. We are going to learn about a new documentary film project that is focusing on American agriculture. It's very encouraging to see the number of films that are being produced to take a look at farming in America today. In this case, this is a project by Oscar and two-time Emmy-winning filmmaker James Mull. He is working with the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance to produce a film that's going to focus on young farmers here in America. And we're going to hear all about it in the conversation I shared with him just last week. This sounds like an absolutely fascinating project that you're involved in, James. And I'd like to just start first with you telling us a little bit about yourself and your background in this industry.
When it comes to agriculture, this is all very new for me. But as a documentary filmmaker, it's something I've been doing for quite a few years. And I've made many films on many different subjects. In fact, every time I do a new film, it's something that I get that question. It's, you know, how did you suddenly do a film about that? You know, I started making films on the Holocaust and history, and my last film was about the rock band, the Foo Fighters. So it's all over the place, and now I am getting that same question. Farmers? Why do you want to make a film about farmers?
Well, let's go there next, because I know that you are involved in working with the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. And if I understood this correctly, I know we had a little press conference about this earlier today, but they were proposing a concept, and I guess it's something that found your interest.
Almost. That's almost correct. They were looking to join forces with a documentary filmmaker to make a documentary in the farming and ranching area, but not with a specific concept. And for me, farming is one of two, actually, subjects that I haven't tackled as a documentary filmmaker that I've been interested in for quite some time. So my agents came to me, and they said, there's this organization who wants to make a film on farmers, so this may be your opportunity to make that film. And I originally thought, probably not such a good idea to join forces with another organization who may have their own perspective. They may have an idea about the way they want the story told. I've been doing this a while now. I want to be able to have the freedom to make my film my way. And they said, just meet with them, which I did. And a few meetings later, you know, I was very impressed. I'm impressed with what they're doing. And they are fully on board with letting me make the film I want to make. In fact, I have final cut on the film. So I get to make my movie, and I'm excited about it.
Well, I think that's an important point in terms of this kind of film for this particular industry. As I think you're aware, there have been a number of other film documentaries made about agriculture and American agriculture that, you know, at least I think from my opinion have had a very kind of a biased viewpoint or agenda. And in this case, I know the organization really wants you to have that separation so that it is a very third party unbiased look at this industry that is essentially feeding not only everybody here in America but people around the world too.
Exactly. And that's been my approach to all of my films.
Yeah.
Interviewing people and or following them in their daily lives with a camera and depicting it without bias. Truthfully and honestly, and what they have to say, not what I have to say. In other words, I don't use narration in my films. I'm not writing something for a narrator to say that might be my opinion on the matter. This film will be farmers and ranchers speaking for themselves,
well,
in their own words, and it'll be a discovery and learning process for me as I go along as well. Because as you say, there are things out there about farming and ranching and agriculture in general, and I'm confused, frankly. I don't know what to believe and what not to believe. And I'm not going to try to solve every problem, you know, or address every argument that's going on these days in what's right or wrong or about agriculture. My goal is really to get to know the farmers and ranchers as people, and it's more focused on them as characters and what they do, as opposed to being an activist film, for example.
Sure, sure, and I think that's very valid. And frankly, for a lot of the concerns or questions that today's consuming public, non-farm public, if we want to call them that, may have, probably a lot of those would be answered just by seeing into the lives of the people who are producing the food. So I think this is a great concept here. What can you tell us about the film you're working on and things like, you know, where you're at in the process and, you know, who or how many farmers are you going to talk to? Just any kind of details you want to share?
Sure. I'm going to profile 5 farmers and ranchers, 5 total. And I'm focusing the film on the next generation of farming and ranching. I'm focusing it on 5 people who are in their 20s. And they've either recently taken over responsibility for their family farm or are about to. And they're all from different parts of the country and all do different types of farming, so that we have a good sort of broad overview of what farming and ranching looks like in the country today.
Now, are you already started in the process? Have you been able to get out in the field, so to speak, yet? Or
no, leaving very shortly. Within the next 2 weeks, I'll be on a plane and visiting the first farm. and it's just launching this project, so it's a very exciting step in the process. We've identified the people that we're going to profile, and I'm just anxious to get started.
What kind of time frame do you think you're working on for the production, the editing, and getting to that date of release?
You know, you never really know with documentary, because you never know exactly what's going to happen when you're shooting, or if something starts to unfold and you have to wait for a conclusion. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a hard thing to pinpoint a delivery date, but I would guess this film will be finished by the end of the year.
Wow. That's,
and out early next year.
That seems like a good aggressive approach you're taking to the project. And
well, I don't know. In terms of documentary, it's not an overly lengthy. That wouldn't be an overly lengthy schedule, nor would it be a impossibly short schedule. It seems about right. But again, if we run into things that it needs to be extended, then I'll extend it.
Do you see any particular challenges out of the ordinary that you might think of in terms of doing this? Because, you know, regardless of whether this is about agriculture, if you're going to be shooting outside, let's say, weather always is going to play a factor in that too, I know. But anything else that you're looking at this and thinking, boy, I'm kind of wondering how this will go or that'll go?
Pretty much everything. it's never easy. You know, when it comes to weather and elements, I followed 3 guys on their trek running across the Sahara Desert from Senegal to Egypt. It took them 111 days. We slept in tents and, you know, did what we had to do through some pretty harsh elements. But and I don't expect this one to be anything like that, but it's always unpredictable with documentary when it comes to the whole production process.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you know, I kind of go into it eyes open and ready for anything.
Mm-hmm. So when you're looking at these farms, and I know that you are not there yet, but are there things in your mind that you want to hear them say or maybe talk to them about? I mean, do you have some ideas of things like that? You know, like, how are they going to know what to tell you, I guess? Maybe that's the way
I
put it.
Yeah, that's I tend not to do that. I don't hold a list of questions in my hand when I conduct an interview. That's the way I can make the interview or come from the person and, mm-hmm. And really sort of go with the flow on what they want to tell me. And I'll do follow-up questions. And certainly I've been studying quite a bit about agriculture, about farming and ranching in particular. And so I've got plenty to pull from if I need to. But the direction of the storytelling really needs to come from them. It really does. Then it's, of course, up to me to work with my editor to tell the story. But really, it initiates with them, not with me going in with some sort of preconceived conclusions.
Now, I think it's fascinating that you're wanting to look at the next generation for a variety of reasons. And I'm assuming you know that if you look at the average age of a farmer here in this country, it has gotten to be an older and older age. But, you know, I think on the positive side, we are seeing a lot of interest in our younger folks, next generation. And frankly, with the amount of technology changing in everywhere and certainly within the agriculture industry, these young folks are coming in and going to be doing things a lot differently than you know, their parents and grandparents.
All of the above, everything you just said is exactly what led me to the idea to follow the next generation of farming. You know, I was aware of the increasing age of the average farmer in the country, and as I started to talk to more and more people, I discovered that there are quite a few young people who are often going off and getting higher education, coming back to their family farms. And there is some renewed interest, and I think you're right. Technology, new means of farming has something to do with that. And, you know, again, I don't know yet for sure that that's exactly what I'm going to find, but as I was talking to people, that's what I kept hearing, and I thought, this is interesting. I'd like to focus on the next generation. Of course, we'll touch a little bit on the differences in the way farming was done with their parents and grandparents. But the focus on the story, the five main people in the film will all be in their 20s.
Interesting. Well, I guess because we're kind of doing this like you were talking about, I didn't have an actual list of questions in front of me.
That's
to be
the
honest
best way
with
to
you.
Do it, isn't it?
I think so. You never know where things might go that way. Instead of having a kind of a preconceived, you know, here's the path we're going to follow. I'm game. but a question, I guess, or maybe a closing type question that comes to me would be, because we do have an audience for this of people in agribusiness, farmers themselves, any kind of message outside of what we've talked about that you might offer to them in terms of, you know, what you're doing, why you're doing it, and, you know, what you maybe, if there is such a thing as, I'd love to think that after this comes out, I've accomplished something. What might that be?
Probably discussion. I think that the best documentaries are those that get people talking. Because in 80 or 90 minutes, you can't tell the whole story. There's no way I can tell everything about farming and ranching today in 80 or 90 minutes. I mean, that's part of the reason I decided to focus on multiple people. I couldn't just find one farmer and tell their story. It's too big. And I don't even think I'll be able to do it with five, but I can scratch the surface, and then people can take it from there. That's what I'm hoping.
I think that's a great goal and great answer. I didn't know what to expect, and the idea, though, of creating discussion, boy, we do need that, and I think that you know, that's something that we're seeing today's technology, things like social media, allowing to happen more. Since, you know, not everybody – we can communicate with people all over the world instantaneously now, and perhaps when this comes out, it will be a catalyst to start some discussion that we'll see out there. I call it in the blogosphere, in the Twitterverse, in all of that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope so.
Well, thank you very much, James. you know, unless there's something else that you might want to share, that's kind of all I had. Really helps us at least get an idea, and perhaps during the course of your production, you know, we might get some updates to let us know how you're doing. Otherwise, we'll, I guess, just look forward to that announcement when you're ready to release it.
Yeah, sure. I'd be happy to chat anytime. And it's just so early right now in the process. I haven't even started shooting. That you know, I think we've pretty much covered everything. So I'm happy to talk again in the future.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Really looking forward to seeing the final product that James puts together, and we'll certainly let you know all about it when we find out on AgWire.com. That's our Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.